Hello. What's on behind me is a movie called Blow Up from 1966. It's the goofiest goddamn thing, but it's a movie about a photographer who goes around London. It's very mod. There's an awful lot of mod things going on. And it's a movie about a photographer going around London and taking photographs of people. And situations and places and people and all that bullshit. And he's doing said photographs. And while he's doing the said photographs, he thinks he's photographed a murder or an attempted murder because he blows up. When he goes back to his lab, he blows up the photographs to see what he has, to see, you know. And there is a man in a bush with a gun, and he's not sure what he's got. I don't know how this movie winds up. It's an old fucking movie. It came out when I was like in the eighth grade. It was the cutting edge celeb of movies at that time. So that's that, man. I don't know how noisy this fucking room is, but it appears to be really noisy. But I'm not really in the mood to quiet it down, to be perfectly fucking honest with you. It's just going to be what it is, you know. Vanessa Redgrave is in this movie. Who else is in this? David Hemmings. This guy, David Hemmings, who's dead now. He died at 62 in 2004. So he's good. How old would he be? He'd be like 10 years older than me? Yeah. If I was 14, would have been 20. He would have been 24 in this movie. Nonetheless, I don't really know what the hell I'm going to do in the show tonight. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. I don't know what I'm going to do in the bloody show tonight. See? That's my problem. I suppose, you know what I could do is bump the fucking master up a little bit. Like that. So if you bump the master up, you should ride the master there, man. Or if we ride the master there, and we bump it to there, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So hi, it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to the show, and, you know, how you doing? Good? Great. I got a lot of really weird... Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2. All right, so that's how we're gonna do that. This flick is like out there though, man. It's way out. You know what I mean? It's like gone. This girl here in the back that you see behind me, she's like the heroine. The heroine, she's in many ways, she is the heroine. No, she's the hero, a female version of the hero, sort of trying to save him from himself as he goes off into his stupid fucking bullshit, you know, whatever he's doing, taking his pictures and going around London, you know, and photographing all the weird shit that he sees. There's a lot of it in this movie. I think that's the funniest phrase. That's the comedy phrase. Can't believe I fucked that up. I had a promo to do. And I fucking goddamn lost the goddamn fucking promo. God damn it. Where the hell is it? What? You're Henry, you fucking idiot. Come on, baby, be there. Come on, baby, be there. All male. God damn it. Damn it! Why isn't it fuck? Is it because I... Shit. Phil and Emily. Oh, you motherfucker. God damn it to hell. God damn it down to hell. God damn it. My email and get you know, can turn it around. There's a deadline of 9:30 in the morning to get this one audition in. Oh, look at that. Something just fucking collapsed then. Yep. Brea's right under my chair sleeping. We got the heater going, but the TriCaster, our big TriCaster, is not doing too well. And that used to heat this room up. I can't imagine it heated the room up any better than this particular. Motherfucker.
Hi, folks, this is Bob Green today, and I'm taking this opportunity to be the host of the show because a lot of you heard me. I don't think I was very clear.
You know, Bob, I
understand what you think. When I started going, oh, yeah, See, I don't think that those recordings are... I don't think those recordings...
No, I'm going to tell you, you sound nervous.
Why are you pointing that out? Excuse us, folks.
I have to, because you went, When we hear the voice crack here on the Phil Henry Show, we know that someone is nervous.
Uh-huh.
Yes, hello, it's Marilyn Donnelly. How are you? You decidedly sounded nervous, Bob. It was very obvious to all of us that you were looking at these unclothed or disrobed women and salivating and having some kind of an event in or near the crotch area of your pants.
That's very unfair.
It may be unfair, but it's true.
It's very unfair. I had an event. It sounds like I had no control over my body.
Well, Bob... I'm Kenny Slagg, and welcome. Here's the Yardbirds. This is the early... This is Led Zeppelin before they were Led Zeppelin. They were a band called the Yardbirds. And Jimmy Page... No, I got to make sure I don't... Shut up, bitch. Look at this stupid dancing. Well, there's a difference between Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page. Jeff Beck just destroys the guitar. Page keeps playing. What the fuck is this? Why, just because they threw the guitar into the fucking crowd? The dumbest goddamn thing I ever did. Well, he's got a piece of the axe. He's got the fucking neck of the guitar, and he's running. Come on, let's go. We've got the guitar neck. The Ricky Tick. Ricky Ticky Tick and a Floody Udden Whack. This movie doesn't make any goddamn sense. This guy saw a murder, now he's running out with a guitar neck, and he's... I don't know. Look at this. Hey, Reg, what do you think? What do you make of this? Forget it. So the Yardbirds were for those of you who don't know, they're what Led Zeppelin, but there's only one member of the Yardbirds, and he was a late arriving member of the Yardbirds, who was a member of Led Zeppelin, yet it was from that group. It was Jimmy Page. That you could see they had two guitars. That's pretty goddamn good. You got Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck as your guitar players. You know, then they had a rhythm guitarist. So anyway, Keith Relf, the lead singer, wound up electrocuting himself in his home 10 years later in London. I don't know what happened to the rest of the band. They went off and just lived on their money. Hopefully. You'd like to think that they had money saved, but hey, who knows? Hey, huh? You know? Okay. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Okay, looks like we're going to have a problem. I'm going to have to do this TriCaster what Beck was doing to that amp. Never a good idea. Never a solution. Hi there, Brea, honey. Are you warm, honey? Okay. Okay, her ears are warm. I'm feeling cool air coming in from this goddamn motherfucker, but she's got hot air blowing right on her. Hey, baby, are you okay, honey? I don't know, man. Fuck. Hey, Phil Henry here, and welcome anyway to our... We've got a quarter of an hour left before we start whatever we're going to start.
My idea is to do a Bob Green today, and he further explains his, it's kind of, you know, kind of beating it into the ground, though, isn't it?
Dean Wheeler here, and, oh, look at this, stand by, Phil, 10:31. Bless her heart. Oh, bless you. Bless your heart. They sent me the copy. Oh, that's so fucking great. Mary Ellen Lord, what a beautiful person. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen Lord sent me the copy I need. Bless her heart. Yay. What a great gal. She happened to be checking her computer. Here it is. Right now, it's like whatever the hell it is, man. It's past 11. No, it's a quarter to 11. And we got to turn this out. This is not making it, man. Your mouthwash ain't making it. Well, that's interesting. I was looking for Morricone, and it's exactly what came up when I hit iTunes. Very interesting. Very fascinating.
And it's Bob Green Today.
Yes, this is Bob Green Today, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on to continue explaining, on to attempt to, in his words...
Right here.
I'm reading it, Bob. On to...
Now, you can't say I'm reading it, Bob. It makes me look like I'm some punk.
Excuse Mr. Green, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is... Bob Green Today. As Mr. Green attempts to clean up the mess he made.
That's right.
The mess he made on the Saturday cinema, which we've already tried to do once before. Jesus Christ.
I don't believe that I was able to do it properly, and I think that I need this extra time. I asked Phil Hendry if I could do a Bob Green Today, since he's coming off of the Encore show, which is Tuesday. This is Wednesday. And I believe that...
I hear you.
We can fight. Is that what they're saying? I think that's what they're saying. It's, I don't know. I can't imagine what else it might be. Whew. Oh, man, what a fucking weekend. You wouldn't believe. Has anybody got any... Does anyone have the actual magic bullet solution to... Never mind. I was going to say to women, but all women are different. Just like all men are different. There's no one size fits all thing, you know. Anyway, where am I at here, man? Well, this poor guy is a veteran, just wrote me. He said that our show helped his healing. He was in some kind of a blast in Iraq. 28 days of service as combat arms leader. He said, I was in a burn unit. Multiple injuries. If you knew the impact your shows had on my recovery, I saved a challenge coin for you. Post-blast burn treatment induced comas. Oh, this poor guy. Totally got my old man and brother served. I was a worthless hippie. Good Lord Almighty. This little doggy. Oh, Jesus. Motherfuckers. Little sneeze and cough. They put a choke. Where does she live? Where is she at? I don't know if I'm gonna have time to do a goddamn fucking show tonight. I'm gonna have to. You know, I just. What time is it, man? Okay. Oh, what are we doing? Let me see here. An endoscopy with anesthesia in a breathing tube and blood work and other such. An endoscopy is, they put the animal out. I don't know how old the animal is. Yeah. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Yes, hello. Marilyn will be calling. 18. Is this the one? Good. And then, see who else will call. Marilyn Donnelly will call.
Hello. Yes, this is Roy Biskey. Yes, hello. I've not had any problem with it. I was watching the, and I saw what you were looking at. I thought we're talking about a woman's ass collapsing was, I think, uncalled for. But I think overall, hello, this is Roy Biskey. I've been on Mr. Henry's show before.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, and Mr. Henry remembers me. And,
but you're a guest, and now you're calling in as a caller?
Yeah, is that...
It's kind of pathetic, isn't it? Well, now, Bob,
It's pathetic. If you've been a guest on a talk show and then you call in as a caller, yeah, it's very pathetic. It's like, God, you know, get away from me. But that's the story of my life, so...
Marilyn Donnelly, Roy Biskey. He's at the gym, naturally.
Where are you, honey?
Oh.
Brea, is it too?
Yeah.
There you go, baby. No, honey. Look at this fucking room. Daddy, turn the heat up for you, baby.
No, let me see something here. I think there's air blowing in from outside. Hold on, baby. Man, it's just cold air. I'll fix it. I mean, Brea's sitting right in this hot stream of air because there's fucking cold air coming in from outside, and I figured out what it is. There's something on fire. No.
How's that, Brea? Is that too hot? Is that better?
I mean, that's a pretty significant blast of hot air coming out of that fucking, that goddamned heater. Is that a young Stan Freberg? Okay. So she's moved away from the heat. Maybe it's gotten too hot for her. That's a good girl. All right, man. I believe that we have 5 minutes over here.